the price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
Somebody, a big clap offering to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And then welcome at these two people. Tell them you are welcome. You have compliments of the season. Compliments of the season. Compliments of the season. Hallelujah. And then please be seated. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence in this second service. We had a great time in the first service, and to God alone be all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' mighty name. Compliments of the season to every one of you, and I pray that the blessings of the season will be yours in Jesus' name. Planning your family, part two. Planning for your family, part two. You recall that on Wednesday, I spoke to us very passionately about the four major types of planning that are necessary for success. The first one is personal planning, which I treated on Wednesday by the directive of the Holy Spirit. The second planning is what we call planning for the family. The third type of planning is what we call institutional or organizational planning. And the fourth planning is what we call national planning. Planning for the nation. And this morning we are here to talk about the planning for the family. If you are ready, shout a big hallelujah. We had a very wonderful time in the first service. If you were there and you were blessed, shout a big hallelujah. If you didn't watch it, please. At all costs and by all means, please do. And the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? Amen. Marriage and family is one aspect of life where planning and intentionality is often lacking. And this neglect often is a recipe for disaster. Many plan many things, but they don't plan family. Many plan how they will get to the top in their career. Many plan how they will have a first class or second class upper or upper credit or distinction. Many plan how they will travel, but they don't plan family. And this causes a lot of disaster. In your family, there will be no disaster. The state of your union today reflects the level of your planning and nurturing of yesterday. So any relationship that you see today that is doing well is not a product of luck, but a product of deliberate action and deliberate planning. Any family that you see that is doing well today is not a luck, is not a function of luck. There is the cycle of planning. There is a cycle of planning. And in the first service, I gave us five major facts about planning for the family. Number one, planning the family is man's responsibility. Planning for the family is the responsibility of man. Number two, it is essential for the family. Planning is essential for family success and progress. Every family that must succeed must be a family that plans. Three, planning removes stress and strain. When you plan regularly, you remove stress. You already know that this is what to do. This is the money you have to set aside for this thing that is coming in so-so months' time. This is the thing you are supposed to plan. This is the resources you are supposed to set aside for this project. You don't have much strain and stress because you plan for it. 4, planning shows wisdom. I can't go deep into all this because I spoke extensively about this in the first service. And because of non-availability of time, we might not be able to go deep into this again. But you can watch it on the internet. It's there. And you'll be blessed for doing so. Thank you, Jesus. Number 5 fact about planning is that reasons for many failure in families is taking action without first planning it. Many families fail because they take action without planning it. Number 6 fact about planning is that it is not faith that is needed for some things, it is planning. Some people think that it's only faith or only prayer that is needed for some things. Yes, without faith, no man can please God. I know that. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. But I'm saying that everything is not about faith. There are some things that what you just need to sit down to plan. All you need is to sit down and to plan. What do we do? How do we mobilize this? How do we save up for this? How do we plan this? It's not about let's go on 100 days fast or let's just believe. No, you sit down to plan. I said on Wednesday that planning stage is more important than execution stage. How many of us heard that on Wednesday? The planning stage of anything is more important than execution. You see, when you are planned, execution becomes very easy. But when you did not plan, you just do, everybody's doing his own, nobody cares about anybody, everybody just, then you now want to start executing. Then there's a problem. There's a bottleneck. Hello. Hello. Number 7 fact about planning for the family is that with planning, divorce rates will be very low or eradicated. With planning, there will be lack of divorce cases. Because husband will plan for the wife to have time out with her. Wife will have planned for the husband. They will have time to communicate. They will have time to talk. They will have time to resolve their issues. You know, the issue of divorce will not be there. And if it's there at all, it might be very, very minimal. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Can I get some response here this morning? I'm the one preaching. You are the one listening. So your response should be better than this. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. What are the benefits of planning for the family? What do you benefit when you plan for your family? Number 1, intimacy. Any family where they plan together, the husband and the wife and the children are very intimate. Anywhere there is planning, there is intimacy. Intimacy. There is a togetherness. They are into each other more because they plan together. What the husband wants to do, they plan. He and his wife planned it together. What the wife wants to do, he and the husband planned it together. So there are intimacy. There is intimacy. The two of them are together. B, benefit of planning the family is growth and development. When a family plans together, they grow and they develop. All this I spoke about extensively in the first service. C, benefit of planning is collaboration. They collaborate. There's teamwork when they plan together. Because when money flows in, they know the projects they want to do. So they collaborate to do things together. They join hands to do things together. There's teamwork. There's collaboration. D is transparency. When there is planning, there will be transparency. You open up to each other. You open up to each other. There's no secrets because you are planning everything together. So there's no skeleton under anybody's cupboard. There's openness and transparency. Very important. And E, spiritual and emotional connection. Spiritual and emotional connection. When you plan together, you tend to want to pray together. There's an emotional connection between you. There's an emotional connection between you. There's an emotional connection between you. So there's a deep spiritual and emotional connection when you pray together, when you plan together. There's a strong bond that makes you united when you plan your life together. When you plan your life together. Somebody blessed already, shout a big hallelujah. F, benefit of planning the family's victory. You are able to fight battles and win together. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 30. One shall chase 1,000, and two will chase 10,000. One will chase 1,000, two will chase 10,000. Because of your planning together, one of you will chase 1,000. But when you come together, 10,000 can come down. Why? Victory is possible when you plan together. You plan your battles together. You plan your strategies together. You are able to win battles together. I remember when this ministry started, and I shared the vision with my wife, and I told her that God told that I have a feeling to start a fast, which I don't know when it will end. I cannot say that it's how many days or how many weeks or how many months. The fast has no end. And she said, I'm with you. Oh yeah, let's go. Let us go together. So when you plan together, you are able to win battles together. You are able to win battles together. No matter what comes your way, you can fight that battle and win the battle because you are united. Somebody get in me this morning, shout a big hallelujah. G, there is benefit. I'm talking about benefit of planning the family is joy and peace. Any family where there is planning, there is joy and peace. Any family where there is planning. Some wives, very funny, they will not plan with their husband. They will go to their mother. That's the man's mother-in-law. They go and plan. She will go and plan her life with her mother. Some husbands, they will not discuss some things with their wife. They will go to their mother's house and go and plan with their mother or their father in the father's house. So in the mother and the father's house, they are now the one planning how the husband and wife will be living their life. No, it's wrong. It's wrong. It's your wife and your husband that you plan with, not that you go and be discussing with your husband or with your father or with your uncle or your brothers. They will feel like your wife has issue. Because why didn't you have a wife, you have a husband, you did not discuss, you did not plan, you now say, I want to ask you how we are going to. Even if you have to ask for advice in that area, you and your wife or your husband must have first discussed some of it. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. Otherwise, there will be issue. So please, let's understand this. The Lord bless us in Jesus' name. Quickly this morning, what are essentials for planning a family effectively? What are some essentials for planning a family effectively? I gave us three in the first service. Number one, shared vision. If you are going to plan, you must share your vision with each other. Share your vision with each other. This is my plan. 2025, I want us to buy an additional car. I know cars are very expensive now. Cars are like three or four times the price of before. This is how we are going to do it. Or I want us to buy land and build a house. So it means that the first quarter, the money I collect, the money, we use this money to buy this land. Then we begin to buy blocks. You sit down. You share the vision. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Number two, mutual respect and support. If you want to plan, you must respect the person you want to plan with. If I don't respect you, why will I call you and be planning with you? If your husband is somebody you respect, you speak to him. You respect him. In fact, the reason why some men will not plan with their wife is because they don't feel respected. I told them in the first service that I know the secrets of how side chick can collect people's husband. I know it. This is one of the reasons. When you don't respect your husband. If you don't respect your... God did not say, respect your husband if he's born again. Or respect your husband if he's a good man. Or respect your husband if he's a perfect man. No. He did not tell us that. You can also look at Ephesians chapter 5 verse 33, where he tells us to also reference our husband. Reference your husband. Or wife, love your husband. Ephesians 5:33. Wife, love your husband. Say, nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife. Husband, love your wife. He said, wife, your work is to reference your husband. So if a young girl, you are maybe, I don't know, maybe a young girl of a, is a side chick of maybe she's 21 years. Respect your husband, appreciate your husband, speak to your husband calmly. You, your own is shouting. Your eyes are so red like tiger. Your husband will not want to come home. But when you are calm, when you are You know, some women, they are beginning to take on masculine tendency. And let me tell you, men don't like that. If you are a woman, be a woman. Don't be a woman or a man woman that you are so hard like man. No. If God knows that he's a man and man that is you have been, you have created us like that. He created us male and female. Are you getting me this morning? So once you are a female, let that tenderness be there. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Don't disrespect yourself. Husband, you too, don't disrespect. Your husband, your wife is respecting you. Don't respect yourself. You know, some men, when they go out of their way, ladies will say, oh God, respect yourself. Respect you too, respect yourself if you want to respect. Because respect is reciprocal. Am I right? I'm not getting response. I will travel. You people are not responding to me. I will travel. They need me in other places. Anyway, 2025 is around the corner. Praise the Lord. If you don't respond to me very well here, we have other churches. I'll go there for some time so that you miss me small. Maybe I've been preaching too much. Praise God. Effective communication is the third one. Communicate together. Communicate together. Communicate together. Communicate. How do you want to plan when you don't talk? There are some women, they talk with their friends. Hey, baby. Hey, how are you? Sissy, hello. But when it comes to the husband, when he talks, you use a hand like this to answer. This is yes, this is no. Right one, yes. Left one means no. No, communicate. Say something. Say something. He wants to hear your voice. Say something. Communicate something. When he sends you a message, reply. When he calls you, pick up. Pick up. Communicate. When you are in the house, talk. The young people, much younger people, think that when people get married, that what they do basically is just to be having... I must tell you, that's not true. That's not true. This communication is the most... That's the vital thing you are doing. That you do only one or few days, you'll be tired. You know that there are many other things to do. When there are bills to be paid, you know, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Essentials for planning a family. Number four, that's for this service, agreement and togetherness. If you are going to plan, you must agree. There must be togetherness. Amos chapter 3 verse 3, can two walk together except they be agreed? Agree. 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 Agree together. Learn to agree. Sometimes you can disagree. You disagree to agree again. Sometimes you can disagree. You disagree, then you agree. You had a little... I crave the indulgence of my wife to share this testimony. When we first got married, we used to have a little bit of misunderstandings because, you know, we are from different backgrounds and all that, you know. And then, you know, after some time, I just noticed that thing just fizzled out. I just noticed after some time that issue of disagreement just fizzled out. As in that thing just... Because after some time, some things will come into your life and into your marriage that will bring peace to your marriage. Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? So agree. Sometimes in the beginning, maybe you just first got married, the first few months, you'll be arguing. Like that time, I remember that my wife used to like the light on. I don't like light on. I don't like the light on. So she would say, light on. I would say, no, light must not be on. So, you know, things like that. You know, and many other issues that we use. This is how we used to do it. I would say, I remember I used to tell her, that's in your former house. No, praise God. It's funny now, but these are very important issues. I'm being practical here, and I'm trying to show you that I'm also not perfect. Are you getting what I'm saying? So that's the way it works. So togetherness is important. After some time, there are some things that you people are still fighting over now that by now you should have outgrown it. After you have been married for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 5 years upward, there are some things that you should have outgrown. You know, there's disagreement. You even see disagreement like this, you just leave it. You just see somebody bringing fight like this, you just smile. Because the Holy Spirit has so worked on your heart, worked on your spirit that a lot of things you just let go of. Because you want that togetherness. You want that togetherness. Praise God. Number five.
Number five, essential for planning a family together, is instructive ability. If you are going to plan a family together, the father particularly must be instructive. The plans and the things that God has given to you to do, you must be able to pass it as an information. You must be able to give instruction. Genesis chapter 8 verse 19. Genesis chapter 8 verse 19. Talking about Moses. Talking about Abraham. The Bible says, "For I know him." That's God speaking about Abraham. "That he will command his children." That is, he will instruct his children. "And his household after him. And they shall keep the ways of the Lord to do judgment and justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." And this is one area a lot of men are weak. As a man, there are some things that you are instructive about. You have a vision for your family. You want your children to be godly children. There are some websites they cannot watch. There are some statements that if it comes out of their mouth, for 1 week they are grounded. There are some things that will happen in your house and you know, no, this is not right. This is not right. You must be instructive in your planning for your family to be great. If I'm communicating, shout a big hallelujah. If you are a weak man, you will not be instructive. And you might make some mistakes. You might make some mistakes. There are some times that you don't have to look at people's face. Sometimes when you have to take actually instructions on things that relate to godliness and proper upbringing. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I say the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. For example, I can give you an example. You can be instructive as a man that your children and your family cannot gossip about another family in your house. You cannot bring down a family in this house. You cannot shred another family. You cannot come to this place and be discussing how somebody has problem or how a family has issue. It's not allowed here. It's not. That's instruction. You must be instructive. Not that when they want to gossip about somebody else or about somebody in the church, it's your own house. Everybody will now gather. Then their friends will now gather and say, "Hey, we want to discuss what happened." No, that's rubbish. Those are failures. Those are failures. Failures are the ones that are always backbiting. Those are the front. They don't have time to be backbiting. So those are, I just gave you an example of something you can be instructive about. And in this family, you cannot be discussing rubbish. Face your life. The Bible tells us, it says, let each one, let him face his own business. Each person has a business. Each person has something he's doing. Face your business. Run your race. Leave others. You know, so those are things you have to instruct in your family so that you won't have time to be failures. No family here will be a failure family in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? Amen. Having said that, ladies and gentlemen, how do you plan for a family so that it can be successful? How can you plan so that a family will be successful? Number one, or A, weekly, or let me say daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly meetings. Have meetings regularly. Have meetings. People have meetings in the office. They have meeting in church. They have meeting in the... Even they have landlord association and tenant association meeting in their area, but they don't have family meeting. Have meetings. It is in this meeting that you will correct each other. It is in this meeting that you plan for where you are going. It is in this meeting that you decide on the things you want to do. Very important. Have meetings regularly. In these meetings, each person can add some value. Each person can add some points. Each person can add some suggestions. You are the one that thinks your children are very small. The children of nowadays, they are far smarter than what you can imagine because they are exposed very fast. They are exposed very fast. In those days, you know, was it? Yes, early this morning, very early this morning, I was searching for something, for a particular information. I forgot that I was internet. I just forgot that I was information. A particular word. I wanted to have a better meaning on that word. This morning, though. So I was checking my phone. I went to many, you know, things, trying to check the Bible if I could get that word. I forgot that. Later, I just, there's internet. So I just typed. When I typed that one word, internet, plenty. Within 2 minutes, I've saw what I want to get. This generation, they are the internet generation.
Communicate with them. Speak to them. You will be able to know their mindset. You will be able to correct them, lead them in the way to go. Somebody listen to me this morning and being blessed, shout a big hallelujah. In this meeting, weekly meetings, monthly meetings, yearly goals should be discussed. And many other things. Health plan, discuss project plans, career progression plans, and many other things. I want to also show you some areas where planning is needed in these meetings, in these some things you need to plan in your life. Roman figure 1 is accommodation. Plan your accommodation. If you are just getting married very soon, where are you going to be living? How do you pay the rent? What is the size of the house? If you are a couple, male and female, why do you want to rent a 5-bedroom flat? What do you want to use the remaining 4 to do? You have to answer all these questions. What do you want to use a 6-bedroom flat to do when you are just getting married? For what? What is the purpose of it? Are your village people coming from their village to come and move to your house? Or what is the purpose? What's the purpose? Oh, maybe you want to use the remaining for A, B, and B. What is it? There must be a reason. What is the reason? Plan accommodation. Plan kingdom service. Plan kingdom service. What time are we going to be waking up on Sunday? Not that you wake up on Sunday. Which clothes are we wearing? A car doesn't have fuel. What are we going to do? What is the baby going to eat? What are they? You have to plan all these things so that you will not be a confused person. 3 thing to plan is children. Plan your children. Because God said, multiply, replenish the earth, doesn't mean it's only your family that you'll be giving birth every year. It's not replenish and multiply. It's not talking to only your family alone. It's talking of the entire world. So plan. Plan very well how many babies you want to have. Then after the number is done, considering the price of food now and the price of pampers now, you plan it very well. Then you do the right thing. Praise God. I said, praise God. Plan travels. Plan travel. Though traveling is very expensive now. If you are going to plan to travel, you must be ready to spend money. Must be ready to spend money. So you must be ready to, so that it doesn't look like you traveled and the total money that you used to travel was only given to transporters. That is, you get there, you did not even buy bread for those you went to visit there. And you went there, you are not able to transport yourself back here. Hello. Transportation now is something else. It's something else. It's something else. So those are things that you have to plan. 5, plan your romantic time as a couple. Plan your romantic time as a couple. Number 6, plan retreat. Plan retreat. Time you are going to pray together, time to fast and all that. Plan it. Plan your retreat time. 7, plan your purchases. Plan the things you are going to buy. Plan the things you are going to buy. Okay, we'll buy this, we'll buy this, we'll buy this. Maybe in those days you used to buy 4 different shoes for your children during Christmas, but considering the fact of the way things are, you only buy 1 or you buy 2 as God helps you, or you even say that a shoe should not be all the time. Who even says that when it's Christmas that you must buy new clothes? Who says? Not everybody that is wearing new clothes bought those new clothes. I hope you know. So if you say somebody is wearing new clothes, then you cannot. Everybody has different sources of revenue. So you cannot. You that you are still a thousandaire, you want to be comparing yourself with somebody else that is a billionaire. Could it be possible now? You will tear your skirt like that. So you take. Praise the Lord. Let's go on. Where are we now? Okay, number 7, right? Purchases. Okay, we have spoken about that. So plan your purchases. Let me dwell on this purchase a little bit. Do you know one thing about me? I don't compare myself with anybody. If they say somebody, he bought this one. I thank God for them. I appreciate God for them. I don't give myself. That's why I don't have problem with people doing well. I don't have problem with anybody giving testimony, progressing, because I know my own time too will come. God will also bless me at the appropriate time, so I don't have problem.
So don't be in a hurry. Don't let anybody give you unnecessary stress. If you did not buy Christmas clothes this year, you will buy and give away to people another year. So don't give yourself unnecessary stress and now be giving yourself stress that creditors will not allow you to sleep because you how will you be borrowing money to buy a wig? Won't your head be aching? Won't you be having a headache? Why are you borrowing? You have wig before. Use the wig that is there. If you feel it's not okay, wear scarf on it. Put style. And everything you are seeing is style. But for you now, to go and buy chain or to go and buy wig with borrowed money, yeah, and then wig down, from what I hear now, some of them are as much as 100,000, 200,000, 500,000, 1 million. Hey, you now wear a wig of 1 million on your head and you borrowed it. You can see that there's a problem there. There's a problem there. There's a problem. There's no way that person, there will be a small headache and issue because you are wearing problem. You don't need it. You don't need it. Go and see people that are really, really blessed. They are so simple. Very simple. It's only people that they are just coming up. They want to make sure that everybody is not necessary. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Number 8, plan career. Plan your career. Plan your career. Both of you, maybe you are working in different organizations. Plan your career. Wives, push your husband to do well in his career. Push your husband. You know, I stumbled on a particular material and somebody was asking another person who is a very high-ranking person in an organization who has been there as a very high-ranking person. He said, what is that one thing I can do in this organization that will take me above every other people that we came in together? He said, come, and the man answered, he said, come in earlier than others and leave later than others. See, that is one thing. Come in earlier than others, than every. That is, don't be a late comer to work and then leave up. Let everybody be rushing to leave. You still stay to tidy up one or two things. See, that one thing, you cannot. You see, Christianity is full of a lot of mediocrity. And that's why sometimes pastors will pray and fast, and it's as if it's not. There's no difference in the life of Christians. Organizations are looking for value-adding people. Not that you carry ISOM certificate under your armpit, you carry WOBI under your armpit, then you carry, you say you are, nobody cares about how handsome you are. Do you bring value to the organization? What did you bring this week? What did you do this week? What are you adding? So these are career progression tips. Not that nobody is after that one. So let's understand this. Number 9, right? Plan rest and recreation. Plan the time of rest. This week now, many of us, I told you this Wednesday, there's no need for you to fast. So it's like I'm telling you this week, you can rest. You know, you can rest. You know, plan your plan of recreation. Take your children out. You know, go to places. Because, you know, from January 2nd, as God liveth, if you are not here for the fasting and prayer, you are not serious. If you are not here, we are fasting and praying from January 2nd, and you are not here to travel and pray, you are not serious. It's not that I'm not missing words with you now. You are not serious. You are not serious at all. You now wait until after 9 days, the fasting, you now come for the last 3 days. When we have prayed for 9 days, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Number, what are we now? Eh? Okay. 10. It's 11 then. Plan your reading time. This is very important. Plan your reading time. And lastly, plan your giving. This is the time of giving. Yesterday, you can see what happened here yesterday. A lot of giving. And I can tell you, it hasn't stopped. The giving still continues. It's not a one-off thing. Somebody will say, it's because some people... Let me tell you, when people give to others, it doesn't mean that they have everything. It's just love. You don't know God if you don't know love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. 1 John 4, verse 8. God is love. When you don't give, you are not in love. When you do, anybody you give to, or a system you give to, or people you give to, are the people you love. 1 John 4, 8. Is off. Let's look at this one. He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is the name of God is love. So give. And giving is not about size. It's about the heart. It's not about the size of what you are giving. You give according to your size. So this season, no matter how bad it is, there is somebody that you are better than. Bless them. Give to them. And many other people that are necessary for us to give to at this time. So, I'm still on number 1A, right? How to plan for a successful family. Weekly, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly meeting. Okay, B is prayer. If you want to plan, you must be prayerful. Many families don't pray. Many families don't pray. If I'm to do a census and I say, how many couples prayed together this morning before they came? You will see that very few. Or how many prayed together this weekend? Very few. Always pray together. Listen, women, if your husband is not a person that wants to pray with you, it means you have a lot of battle to fight. Your husband is not yet, his heart is still far from God. As long as your husband's heart is still far from God, you have big battle to fight. If anybody is playing you can't be playing up and down. You are in a battle. You are in the middle of battle. You are right in the middle of a battle. If your husband cannot pray, your husband cannot attend church, your husband cannot serve God, your husband doesn't want to do the things of God, you have big battle to fight. So if they say Wednesday fasting, before 5:30, you're already here. Because you are in the middle of battle. You are in the middle of battle. So keep praying. Don't stop praying. Pray together. Pray with your children. This period, this week, bless your children. Bless your children. Call them good names. President. Pastor. Senior pastor. Call them great names. Engineer. Doctor. Lawyer. Accountant. Great teacher. Teachers, it's only in Nigeria they don't value teachers. Look at the doctor that just, our members are very humble. He did not put doctor in front of his name. He's a lecturer. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So pray for them. Pray for them and call them great names. E or C, right? Am I on C? Keep learning. Keep learning. You will only grow if you keep learning. Develop your skills. Keep learning. See, your husband is a project. Your husband is a project. Your wife is a project. Keep learning. Keep learning. Keep learning new things. Study them. Study them very well. Try to find out what they like, what they don't like. There are some things that my wife used to like when she was younger and when we're still having children. There are some things that she likes me to buy for her. Now she doesn't have me to buy those things for her again. She has outgrown all those things. I can mention at least three right now. That she will say, when you are coming, please buy this for me. All those things that she doesn't mention it. But there are some other things now that they will say, okay, this is for me. Or this, you know, that's the way it is. So learn, keep learning. Like me now, a lot of army projects. I'm a project of my own. As you have seen me, I'm a project. It's not everyone that can even cope with my own lifestyle. My own lifestyle. It's not every woman that can cope. Because you just be like, what kind of man is this one? He doesn't sleep. He's just, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Where are we now? D, keep serving each other. Keep serving each other. Keep serving each other. Keep serving each other. And E, I think I better stop here. Keep serving each other. I've told you about keep serving each other, right? Keep serving. If you can't plan with somebody that will not serve. Okay, now look at it. The two of you want to start a business. And then one person now draws back. You want to start the business together. You have to serve to get the business to move. You have to serve each other's interest. Keep serving. Children that are here, serve your parents. Serve your parents. Take that opportunity to get blessing from their mouth. Serve your parents. Serve your parents. Can I shock you? Can I shock you? I still wash. When I go to my parents' house, my mother is still alive. I still wash her car. I wash it. At my age now, I will wash it. Your car is dirty. I'm not only doing that. I know what I'm doing. Because at my level now, you don't expect me to be doing something. I can just call anybody. I can take it to any car wash. I can do anybody. I'm the one that wash it. And you know why? I've been doing that. So it's a normal thing for me. I've been doing that. So stay in the shop before my period. It's not a problem. Go and buy this for me. It's not a problem. Go and sell for me. Buy the product. It's not a problem. Go and collect money for me there. It's not a problem. Carry this thing. Go and do it. It's not a problem. But some of you, you did not say no, but your eye says it all. When you carry the woman up like this, you carry her down like this, you carry her up like this, you carry her down like this, and she doesn't have much vitamins in her body again, she almost break down. No. Oh, wrong now, because I feel. Keep serving. Serve your husband. Serve your husband. Serve your husband so that they will not serve your husband for you. Serve your husband. Wives, serve your husband. Husband, serve your wife. I said in the first service, a lot of husbands, they think that their wife is old. Just let your wife wear what we bring out who she really is. You will be shocked. Because she's just dressing like that because she doesn't, you know, some women too, they don't really care about their looks and all that. Let her dress. Women, oh yeah, dress well this Christmas first. I'm not saying you should get pregnant if you don't want to get pregnant too. I'm not saying you should go and get pregnant too if you don't want to get pregnant. But I'm saying dress. Let your husband even see who you be, sir. Hello. Make I don't talk too much. These singles, the way they are looking at me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Before I round up, single, let me give you this. Do you want to hear this? Be a happy girl. Be a happy boy. If you want a good person. Don't be a girl that is too difficult as a human being. You know? There's too much tension for men. There's too much tension for men. Young and old, at this, the way the world is now. So, if you, they now see you as a problematic, dramatic, fighting spirit, not fighting the devil, fight every small thing you want to. Chai. It's a problem. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Am I preaching? Yeah. Lastly, keep loving each other deliberately. If you want to plan together, keep loving deliberately. Ephesians 5:25. Husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. So keep loving each other deliberately. Purposely show that you care for your husband. Purposely show that you care for your wife. Purposely show that you care for your children. Don't assume that she knows. I'm dropping soup money. I mean, let her know that you care. This is very, very important. Love must be shown and love must be demonstrated. Love has evidence. Love has evidence. I stumbled on the scripture this morning, and this was the scripture that I was, one of the words in this scripture was what I was looking for this morning to get a deeper meaning. Let me show you and I will round up here. Are you ready for this? Galatians 5:15. Galatians 5:15. Let me show you something there. Now look at this, everybody. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed of one another. Love each other. Don't bite each other. Don't consume each other. Your husband wants to be Lord. You too want to be Lord. Everybody wants to. Everything is now like pepper onion, scatter, scatter. Don't consume each other with hatred. Let hatred go. How long will you live in this world? Let hatred leave the family. Let hatred be pushed aside. Give me that scripture again. Galatians 5:15. If you can. Please. Thank you, Lord. Galatians 5:15, please. He said, but if ye bite. Bible, this is Bible. Say, don't bite each other. Don't bite each Bible. I mean, this is Bible. Don't bite each other in terms of hatred. Don't devour each other. You know, some couples, they devour each other, they shred each other, they cancel each other, they bastardize each other emotionally. Don't do that. Take heed. Don't consume each other. Don't set each other ablaze. Don't do it in so much way that the other person will be so dissatisfied with you and just say, almost like I want to eat poison. I'm tired. Don't do that. Work on yourself. Rebuild what was lost. Rebuild the fire that was lost. Let the children see you as an example worthy to be emulated. Rise up on your feet.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.